Hi, welcome to the Booktopia podcast. I'm Andrew Kadnack, and joining me is Mem Fox and Judy Horacek. I'm really excited because Judy, as I said before, you're one of my favourite cartoonists, and I often get sent your stuff on Facebook from friends. And Mem, I've been reading you since I was a kid. So this is quite a surreal moment, actually. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we're talking about this and that. And I think the easiest way to talk about it is, this isn't your first rodeo. You've had a teensy little bit of success as a collaboration initially, but how did it come about when you first collaborated?
I knew Judy's cartoons and loved them. So I knew her cartoons long before I met her. And I had written a book for parents called Reading Magic. Fairly heavy information, but written in a very light way. But I needed some kind of breakup in the text. And Judy's Horacek cartoons, I just thought, oh my God, if I could get Judy Horacek, it'd be so fantastic. And she said yes. And then we talked, and that happened. And then she said, I'd like to write a picture book. I said, I saw something on her website and said, that's your character, it's a green sheep. What happens to it? She said, you write the story, I'll do the pictures. And then guess what? We all lived happily ever after.
And where
because
is it?
Because Where is the Green Sheep has become a classic.
It has, and quickly too, really quickly.
I mean, 11 years,
very,
11
no,
years.
No, but almost straight away.
It was
started
loved
selling
very
really
quickly.
Well.
Yes.
So
yes.
They went into a reprint really very quickly, didn't they?
Yes.
But it does feel like a staple. I mean, for me, when I talk to nieces and nephews, and I've given them Where is the Green Sheep, and for me, I put it in that canon, but I mean, it's mental. I was like 18 when it came out, but it's so quickly travelled into, you know, being in people's libraries and everything like that. It's incredible. So tell me about the collaboration, how it works. And so from where the idea is conceived and, you know, the process of coming up with a new book.
Well, the first one was the Reading Magic book that Mem did, so I got sent the manuscript, and then it was, you know, come up with 20 cartoons for this book, pretty much that all say how important it is to read to children. So I just...
for Mem Fox, it's not a big deal. Just get it done. Yeah, it's nothing.
So that was the first thing. And then the next one was, you know, there were all these sheep that I had to do. So.
And then after that, we did a republication of an old book of mine called Good Night, Sleep Tight, completely redrawn, redesigned, published by a different publisher. And that's done very well as well. Mm. And with that one, well, with all of them, Andrew, with all of them and with every artist that I work with, I keep my lips completely and utterly sealed. I do not make a single suggestion about what they might draw, paint, design. It would be an insult to their genius if I, as somebody who can't draw a hut or a tree, deign to give them a single idea.
Mem's a very well-behaved writer. Some writers aren't quite as well-behaved as
they. I have a feeling I wouldn't be either. That's incredible. So does that put a little bit... Does that, in my heart, that I think that would give me more pressure because I'm with nothing. It's just me, and you don't have any indication.
Because Mem is a writer, and she's... Can I say this? She's astoundingly not visual. So sometimes, you know, we have a conversation and I just see this blankness going across her face and I know that she can't picture something in her head that I'm describing. And I think it's because you're all about sounds and words and even sometimes the words aren't necessarily the concept or the picture that that I see. So I think it's good because you need to be making something that's almost as complete a whole as the words themselves are. So you can't have somebody poking in and going, I see this character with red hair when you imagine them as a gopher. I said gopher, we don't even have gophers.
We don't even have gophers.
It's the Americanization of Judy Horacek.
That was fascinating. So when we talk about Good Night, Sleep Tight, can we let something slip a little bit that potentially...
Potentially. There is a potentially...
Rumour has it.
There is a possibility that somewhere down the track, maybe, there is a sequel on its way to Good Night, Sleep Tight.
Well, I think when I came up with that killer title, I think
That fixed it. It is... The title of the sequel, which we probably can't reveal because we haven't even sent this to the publisher.
No.
We are so cheeky.
No. Look, this is a gotcha interview, but it's not that much of a gotcha
interview. It is a cartoonist's title. You look at it and you roar with laughter. It is so clever.
But
it's brilliant.
Because Good Night Sleep Tight is full of nursery rhymes, and it's full of nursery rhymes because if you learn nursery rhymes then before school, then you have a better chance of learning how to read and you become king of the world, I think. That's
yes.
the promise, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
And so there were plenty
Queen
more nursery
cases,
rhymes
yeah.
out there, and I loved drawing the nursery rhymes, so I've been kind of dropping hints to Mem for a while. Can we bring back those characters and one stuck?
And we did. We have brought back all of the characters.
Yeah.
But they're in a new dispensation, as it were. You know, the premise is different. This one is kids going to bed. The new one is in a different place. But it still has lots of new nursery rhymes. The, you know, ones that we should have had in the first one, like Jack and Jill and what else? Humpty Dumpty? No, we haven't got
I'm
Humpty
getting
Dumpty.
Worried that we're not talking about what we have done.
No,
we're
no,
just
no,
putting
we
more
should.
Things on our to-do list.
We should be talking about the book that we're sitting here
obviously,
having
yeah.
just signed 5 million copies of.
Yes, yes.
5 billion, I think.
Billion?
It was.
I think it was billion.
And I will say that this is going to age the podcast, but, I mean, they're already gone. They're basically gone. You know, it's Christmas time, so they're signed. That's just a little teaser for the people at home. But if you're listening to this at home, I'm sorry they're gone. That's how quickly they're going to be moving. But let's talk about this and that.
So it's very funny when you say that, Andrew, because, you know, when you say, let's talk about this and that, the title of the book
yeah.
is this and that. So we play on it all the time,
yeah.
you know, on that title. This and that came about because I had a jet-lagged grandson who wouldn't sleep and because the world was upside down. And I said to him, if you get into bed, I'll tell you a story of this. And I'm desperately thinking of what I'm going to say next. And I'll tell you a story of that. And my mind is racing, you know. I'll tell you a story of three speckled hens who were terribly, terribly fat. You know, that's how it started.
Yeah.
And Judy and I have the same literary agent, which is very useful because I send things to my literary agent who immediately sends them to Judy.
Yep.
Because it's in her interest to have the two of us working together because we sell well.
I don't make it sound so venal. It's because she wants beautiful books to be out in the world.
It's because she wants beautiful books to be out in the world. And Judy said yes to the illustration of this book, but she took a lot of liberties that most authors would be upset about.
Outrageous.
But, you know, outrageous.
But
absolutely.
For you, I mean,
I very politely
outrageous changes in the text. Flipped the whole text, you know, the first verse went last, the last word first went first.
With permission.
And she
and
has
the imp
done,
became a chimp and
the imp became
rat
a chimp
became a cat.
And the rat became a cat. It was, but what she has done is created, you know, because these were finite verses that had no connection to each other.
Mm.
They were rhyming, rhythmic, typical, soothing, calming, mem, fox, you know, words. They had no connection one to the other until the end of the book. And Judy has made a connecting story through the book with two little mice that children have to find on every page. And it's their adventure.
And that's so beautiful.
It is
these
so
mice.
Beautiful. The
yeah.
mice are on the front cover. You just look at the relationship between them and you think, I love this book because I love these mice. I just love them. Because they love each other. It's a parent and a child.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you a secret, Andrew, if you don't tell anybody, they're actually
yep.
rats. Because it's this and that and they're rats. But, you know, it's a rhyme as well.
It makes sense.
I know, we're fighting about it, you know.
Interesting.
Because people don't like rats,
ooh,
but they
do
are
have
rats.
Long tails. I'm looking at it now, that's very rat-like.
And well, I mean, it's not written anywhere in the text, and it doesn't matter what
it doesn't
you call
matter.
Them. You can
it
call them rodents,
matter,
you can
yes.
call them whatever you like, but, you know, for me, that was important. And that's why
yeah.
the cat had
yes.
to be, the rat in
yes.
the book
right.
had to become
yeah.
a cat.
Yes.
That's fascinating. Well, look, I'm not going to keep you any longer because you two are very busy touring around and talking to everyone about this and that, but this has been a huge thrill. Thank you so much for coming in, Judy. Mem, it's been an absolute thrill.
Big thrill for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And people at home, remember you can get Mem's books and Judy's books and Mem and Judy's books from booktopia.com.au right now.
Sign.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.